It's the Coach's Show, Winter Sports Wrap-Up, and we're talking about Jackson County Central Gymnastics now with head coach Abby Gunto. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on your success this season.
Thank you.
So let's talk about some of the highlights, especially, of course, you start maybe with individually Romy Rosenbrook. Of course, she was able to qualify for a couple different events, floor exercise and on the bars as well. And she finally was able to live that dream of going to state after getting healthy for once kind of during this part of the season. So that was really cool to see for her.
Yes, it was pretty amazing to watch her go into events. Very proud of her, especially she worked super hard to get back into the sport after the season-ending injury the year before. So to reach that goal for her, I think that was a huge highlight of our season.
What did she bring to the table for her teammates as well over the course of this season in particular?
I think she brought a lot of leadership into the gym. She always works hard, so I think a lot of the girls look up to her, especially those younger girls in the seventh grade and even coming up from now in the club. She does a great job at making the fun or the gym fun for all the girls. And again, just that leadership is and awesome to have in the gym.
I could see the emotion of senior night, how much both of the seniors meant. Erica Hansen, another one for the Huskies this season. So what does she bring as well?
Absolutely. Both of them have awesome leadership skills. They connected really well with all of the girls. They were there for all of the girls. They supported all of the girls. So they will definitely be missed by all of them. I think it was hard for a lot of the girls to know that that was the last home meet for them to compete at, and that next year they will not be by their side competing with them, but I'm hoping to see them in the crowd next year supporting those girls.
It was fun to see some of the different names that were highlights over the course of the scores for some of the meets for the Huskies as well. What were some of the season highlights that stand out the most to you?
I think just having all-arounders on our varsity team was pretty great. We had Erica Hansen as an all-arounder. She was very key to our team score, as well as Braylon Bogard. They both brought in consistent scores throughout the season, which was needed in order to hit that 130 mark. We also had Lily Brinkman as a seventh grader who came in as an all-arounder at the end of the year, and I think that really shows how hard she works in the gym as a seventh grader. I think it can be hard to compete all-around on the varsity, but she handled the pressure well and had a fantastic season.
And there's some stiff competition you guys have to compete against, obviously. And so third in the section, you were saying, was an achievement that you guys were proud of as well.
Absolutely, especially with Pipestone beating us in the regular season and to come to sections where it's a little bit more pressure on the girls and to beat them. I think it was pretty great of the girls to see that. And I think they're pretty happy with their results as well.
How rewarding is that, and also kind of the challenge, I guess, of having to compete with some really good teams here in this part of the state? How much does that help you guys just get to the next level as you go through a season especially?
Yeah, I think it motivates the girls to see those higher skills, and during summer months they have these goals to work on those higher skills, so then we can continue to grow as a team as well and get those scores where they would like them to be.
What does that look like kind of over the course of the calendar, like you're saying, kind of all year, maybe a little bit of work at least being done throughout the whole calendar to make sure you guys are the best you can be?
Right. Absolutely. Gymnastics is a sport where you need to continue to work in a gym. You can't take a year off. It's hard to take a year off. So continuing to work those skills, have that repetition, is the best way to go with getting those new skills and the higher scores on those routines.
Any other specific notes or highlights looking back on this season?
I just think the team atmosphere was good. I think the girls had a great year. Big highlight was hitting our 130 mark and continuing to grow on that throughout the year. So I think the girls did a fantastic job, and I'm very proud of them.
Anything that gets you the most excited maybe going forward even?
I think we have some great club girls coming up, so I think that's very exciting for the team. And we also have some all-arounders coming back, such as Braylon and Lily and Clara. So I think we have some experience. We'll have new experience from the club aspect, but we're excited to add some more skills into the routine.
Remind me what year this is for you and how you've kind of developed over the course of your time, especially as a coach.
It was my fourth year. So I think just continuing to learn the aspects and being head coach, all the details that go into it, as well as continuing to grow in my own coaching.
Well, it's always a team effort with the coaches as well as the athletes, right?
Absolutely. And my assistants were fantastic. They're always helpful and they're great coaches.
Well, thank you so much for helping us take a look back here for the Huskies this season. And like we said, congratulations on the success you guys did have and best of luck in the future.
Perfect. Thank you.
That's head coach Abby Gumto, Jackson County Central Gymnastics on the Winter Sports Wrap-Up Coaches Show.